It is a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yesterday was a great day. We had a wedding in the morning, and then we had a baby shower in the afternoon. It was a pretty full day here down at church. Praise God. Amen. God is always good and always faithful to us. So today, as I was getting up and going back over my sermon prep and all, I just felt like God wanted to change it up a little bit. Actually wanted to change it up a lot. And so this morning, we're going to spend the morning in prayer after we do some worship. We're going to break up into little groups, and we're just going to spend some time praying for our nation, because I don't care if you're left or right or blue or red or whatever, we all know that this is a critical time for our nation. If there was ever a time that United States of America needed prayer, it's now. Amen? So today we're going to spend some time in prayer. I have some handouts we'll pass out in a little while. So before we get going, though, let's just start with prayer, and then we'll take the offering and we'll finish up worship. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for salvation. Lord, I thank you for each and every one of us. We're here today because we're bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We've been washed clean, whiter than snow is what your word says. You've taken our sins, you've cast them as far as the east is from the west. That's how far you've taken our transgressions from us. They'll never meet us again. We'll never see them again. That's what your word says, Lord. So today, Father, as we worship, would you help us to be single-focused during worship and just to give you our very best? Lord, would you please move through us as we pray today that your words would be prayed, that your will would be prayed, that your promises would be prayed, so that your purposes and plans would be achieved on this planet according to your good timing and all that you have for us, Lord. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Just a couple of announcements. We are continuing with the Wednesdays, the midweek kind of thing. It's kind of the format we have now. So bring your own meal, bring your own Bible, and we have started going through our own giftings. We took the gift test last Wednesday. We're going to continue going over the gifts and how to work in our gifts and how to work with each other in our gifts and what that looks like and what we can expect with the gifts. So it's pretty good. I just want to invite everybody to come and bring a friend to the Wednesday night so they can learn about God's purpose and their plan and their gifting. Amen? And I'm going to make an announcement on behalf of Jake Pipple, who is the leader and circus master for the Friday night fun game night. So that's this Friday, the third Friday of every month. We have the family fun night. So I just want to invite everybody, remind everybody, if there's someone that you've been trying to encourage to come to church, to check out our church, that would be a great chance for them to come take a look at what's going on here, kind of be able to rub shoulders with the family here, because I think our greatest strength in this building is not the building. Our greatest strength in this building is you guys, is each other. So bring a friend, bring a family, bring a frenemy. It'll be this Friday. What time does that start, Jake? 6:30. Okay, so we have plenty of games, but bring your own favorite game if you have one that you really like playing. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your blessing in this place. Father, I thank you for your provision. On days like yesterday, Lord, where we're a small church and we're trying to do something big. Not only do we do one thing big, but we did two things big in this place, Lord. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for every person in this church that has a heart to serve, that loves serving you, that loves representing you, that loves being like Jesus, because your word says Jesus did not come to serve, to be served, but Jesus came to serve. And so on days like that where we spent the day serving as a family, Lord, I just want to say thank you for that. Thank you for what you've done in the midst of us as a family. And Lord, thank you for your provision in our lives. Thank you for all of our jobs and the strength to be able to work those jobs. Thank you for all the different ways you provide for your people. And we're going to give back to you today, Lord. And we ask that you would really be famous by how we spend this money, Lord, that there would always be something about God in how we spend your money, whether it's paying an electric bill or helping out a family that's hurting. Either way, Lord, we want you to get the glory from your resources. So would you please bless them and multiply them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'd say, worship team, you can come on up, but you're already up.
Would you please stand?
Okay. Denise is our leader today.
I apologize in advance.
No way. We're all in a learning mode, aren't we?
So this song, this is a kind of a faster one than we're doing with the whole set today. So I really want to hear people sing so that our whole neighborhood, we're going to shake the neighborhood today.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
start that again. I need to get the right note.
You are here.
Thank you.
Father, there's so much truth in all of these songs that we sang, but especially this last one, Lord. Even when we don't see it, we know you're working. Even when we don't feel it, we know you're working, Lord. Because that's what faith is. Faith says, I'm going to walk by what I believe and not what I feel and not what I'm looking at. And Lord, those are some of the most powerful promises you've ever given us. Because on Sunday morning, Lord, when it's easy to look around and see things that aren't perfect, we still know you're working. And Lord, when it's easy to do a self-check, so to speak, and know that our emotions are doing this or that, or maybe our body's hurt or we're tired or all the other junk, Lord, even when we don't feel it, we know you're working. And so, Lord, this morning, this Sunday morning, right now, this one, as we stand here in your presence, we just declare, Lord, that we are born-again saints. We walk by faith and not by sight. That we believe you have begun a good work in us and in every other person that's in this building right now. You've started something great, Lord. And we know that you are going to work on us and on each other until you complete the job. That's what you promise. So, Lord, even when we don't feel it, you're working. Even when we don't see it, you're working. Because you never stop. You never give up. You're our faithful God, and we love you, Lord. We love you. We love you with our whole hearts, Lord. Would you please use us, use everything in our lives to bring you glory? Would you use our gifts, our abilities, our experience, all of our past history, Lord, would you use it now to bring you glory and to rescue this dying world around us? Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight, and we believe that you've got a plan for us and a plan for every single person we're going to talk to today. Lord, as we get ready to break up into groups and pray, would you help, Holy Spirit, would you help each one of us? And would you help us to pray looking closely at Jesus and not at ourselves and not at the condition of this world? Would you help us now to remember your promises and to remember your faithfulness as we pray? In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. I don't know if there might be a few people here that are here today that weren't here yesterday morning. And I just want to once again say congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Kyle Lake, who just got married yesterday. That's pretty exciting. So the kids and the Sunday school teachers are released.